1 Peter chapter 3. Likewise, you wives, submit to your own husbands, so that even if some disbelieve the word, they will be won over through the conduct of their wives without the word, as they observe your reverent conduct in fear. And let your adorning not be the exterior plaiting of hair, and putting on of gold, or wearing of garments, but the hidden man of the heart, with the indefectibility of the meek and quiet spirit, which is very valuable in God's sight. For in this way in the past also, holy women, who put their hope in God, adorned themselves, being subject to their own husbands, just as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, of whom you are children. And these women were doers of good works, and did not fear any intimidation. Husbands, likewise, live with them in accordance with your knowledge, bestowing honour on the weaker feminine vessel, since you are also joint heirs to the gracious gift of life, so that your prayers may not be impeded. Finally, be all of one mind, sympathetic, having brotherly love, compassionate, kindly minded, not repaying evil for evil or abuse for abuse, but rather, on the contrary, giving blessing, knowing that you were called for this, in order that you may inherit blessing. For let him who wishes to love life and see good days restrain his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are fixed on the righteous, and his ears are directed to their entreaties, but the face of the Lord is set against those who do evil. And who will do you harm if you become imitators of him who is good? But even if you were to suffer on account of righteousness, you would be blessed. And do not fear their fearsomeness, nor be disturbed. And sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, being always ready to give a defence to everyone who asks you for an account of the hope in you, doing it with meekness and fear, having a clear conscience, so that, in the matter for which they vilify you as an evildoer, those who treat you spitefully for your good conduct in Christ might be put to shame. For it is better for well-doers to suffer than evildoers, if the will of God should so wish. For Christ also suffered for sins once, the just for the unjust, in order that he might bring you to God, he having been put to death in the flesh, but made alive by the Spirit, by which he also went and made proclamations to the spirits in prison, who at one time were disobedient, when the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while an ark was prepared, in which a few, that is, eight people, were saved through water. And this as a counterpart also now saves us, that is, baptism, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the quest for a clear conscience towards God through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who is at the right hand of God, having gone to heaven, while angels and authorities and powers have been made subject to him.